the Public News Service Daily Newscast, July the 11th, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's proposed vehicle emission standards would phase in clean car standards to medium and light-duty vehicles starting in the model year 2027. More now from our Danielle Smith.
EPA data shows that the transportation sector accounts for 27% of greenhouse gas emissions, the largest and fastest growing source in the United States. Dr. Stephanie Maximus at the University of Pittsburgh says the transportation sector contributes to air pollution, which is harmful to people's lung health. She adds that pollutants can cause a variety of health issues, including respiratory problems, heart disease, and cancer.
We know that all types of air pollution affect everyone's health, not only lung disease, but also contributes to accelerated cardiovascular disease, greater risk for things like heart attacks and strokes, all sorts of cancer, not only lung cancer.
Opponents of long-term clean car standards argued they are costly and could raise vehicle prices, an assertion disputed by conservation groups. Now from the Independent, rescue teams raced to Vermont Monday after heavy downpours across the Northeast washed out roads and forced evacuations. One woman was killed in New York and dozens of others had to be rescued from submerged cars. Vermont Governor Philip Scott declared a state of emergency Sunday. Crews from North Carolina, Michigan, and Connecticut among those helping to get to towns that were cut off by the flooding. Meantime, advocates are calling for catch limits and a buffer zone to protect menhaden in the Gulf of Mexico.
Menhaden, known in Louisiana as pogies, are small bait fish that number in the billions in the Gulf and the Atlantic Ocean. Pogies are considered an essential food source for larger marine species, including sport fish such as sea bass and redfish, along with predators such as whales and dolphins. But with the industrial-scale commercial harvest of pogies, advocates are sounding the alarm over the threat to the Louisiana fishery ecosystem as well as the sport fishing industry. Chris Macaluso with the Theodore Roosevelt Conservation Partnership says harvest limits are needed to preserve the fishery.
Science is becoming a lot clearer in the last few years just what a critical part the pogies play in the food chain and feeding larger predator fish, and that a reduction in the current catch limit is going to be needed in order to have healthy stocks of other fish species.
A bill requiring regular reporting on harvest in menhaden and establishing annual catch limits in state waters passed the Louisiana House last year but stalled in the Senate. Brett Pivato reporting.
This is Public News Service. A new Wisconsin program strives to create a win-win scenario for regional food shelves and independent farmers.
This month, a new directory went live where local producers can create a profile of their operation, including the types of food they grow. The online tool allows hunger relief organizations and meal programs to search for farmers who are given grants through a larger program to produce a certain amount of food to be donated. Forrest Humphrey is with the Wisconsin Farmers Union, one of the partners under the initiative. He says making these connections can open a lot of doors.
We're working with a lot of small farmers, folks who may just sell at the farmers market, who haven't had a lot of opportunity to expand to larger markets.
In turn, local food shelves can stock up on healthier options as they report high levels of demand, especially after federal pandemic food aid expired earlier this year. I'm Mike Moen.
And a group in Connecticut submitted a resolution to the Hartford City Council. They're looking to create better health equity at the city's hospitals and clinics.
Make the Road Connecticut's resolution asks the council to work with community health providers to guide them on how to supply better services for the city's immigrant community. In Connecticut, 22% of residents age 5 and older speak a language other than English, according to U.S. Census data. Bridget Rivera with Make the Road Connecticut describes some goals of this resolution's passage.
It's a vision to ensure health care services are of quality and accessible. It's definitely just a start of ongoing conversations that we wish to have. And it really should signify to hospitals and clinics that this really does matter to the people of Hartford.
Presenting this resolution is just one of several other health-related initiatives that have been going on in the state. Earlier this year, the Husky for Immigrants Coalition introduced legislation to expand the state's Medicaid program to undocumented people up to age 26. However, the General Assembly only expanded access to undocumented children up to age 15 in the state's budget negotiations. I'm Edwin J. Vieira.
Finally, Suzanne Potter lets us know Latino Conservation Week kicks off this weekend, with dozens of events in California and almost 300 meetups across the nation.
The program started 10 years ago with just 16 events meant to get the Hispanic community outdoors and motivated to protect the environment. Juan Rosas with the Hispanic Access Foundation says hardworking Californians need to enjoy our beautiful parks, mountains, desert, and beaches.
In a generation where technology is winning and everyone's indoors, we're seeing depression rise. So there is a lot of healing when we go outside and get some vitamin D from the sun.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service. Here's our radio stations, big and small, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.